From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. In an exclusive interview with NPR, President Obama says he expects a deal on the Bush-era tax cuts to be enacted without major changes. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports this comes in the face of a rebellion within the president's own party.
Hours before the president sat down with NPR, House Democrats surprised the White House, saying they would not vote on the tax cut deal that the White House reached with congressional Republicans. Democrats are upset about the parts of the agreement that disproportionately favor the wealthy. Mr. Obama told NPR's Steve Inskeep that he does not expect the parts of the bill that Democrats dislike to change much.
Keep in mind, we didn't actually write a bill. We put forward a framework. I'm confident that the framework is going to look like the one that we put forward.
Ultimately, he predicted that the deal will pass, saying, "Nobody wants to see paychecks smaller on January 1st because Congress didn't act." Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
A Senate vote on the tax deal is now set for Monday. The president's interview with NPR can be heard tomorrow on Morning Edition. The effort by Congress to repeal the ban on troops serving openly in the military has fallen to gay troops from serving openly in the military has fallen to defeat. Senate Republicans on a 57-40 vote opting not to move forward with a procedural vote on the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Speaking after today's vote, Independent Joe Lieberman said he basically thinks what happened today was the process trumped what's right. However, he said that does not mean those who favor repeal are giving up.
We're in an effort to try to undo what we think is an injustice that is inconsistent with American values because it doesn't judge people based on how they do the job, in this case in the military, but by who they are, in this case their sexual orientation.
The 1993 law bans gays from publicly acknowledging their sexual orientation while serving. A repeal provision was included as part of a broader bill passed last spring by the House. Applications for unemployment benefits last week fell to 421,000, the second lowest level this year. We get details from Danielle Carson.
17,000 fewer Americans filed new claims last week. Claims are volatile, but they've been falling for 2 months now. So that, plus other labor market trends, raises the hopes of Wells Fargo economist Tim Quinlan that companies, which cut their workforces to the bone during the recession, are finally starting to hire again.
Businesses start paying a little bit more. They have people work slightly longer hours. That tells me we're probably not too far away from businesses actually adding to payrolls in a more substantive way.
Analysts say the labor market could get a boost if Congress signs off on the tax cut package the White House and GOP lawmakers are hammering out. They say the plan could double economic growth, which would in turn lower the jobless rate. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Automaker Ford has announced plans to add 1,800 jobs at a Louisville, Kentucky plant where the company produces its Escape model small SUV. Ford says it will invest $600 million in that plant. Mixed close for Wall Street today. The Dow was down 2 points. The Nasdaq closed up 7 points. You're listening to NPR. Law enforcement officials in California today set ablaze a suburban San Diego home they say was packed with material related to homemade explosives. Officials there saying the remote-controlled devices were used to ignite the home after nearby residents were evacuated. Officials say the home was rented by an out-of-work software consultant who allegedly assembled a large quantity of bomb-making materials. They say the man's motivation still isn't clear. Authorities say burning the home was the only way they could be certain all the dangerous elements inside were destroyed. In the Netherlands, nearly 2,000 people have said they were victims of sex abuse as minors in the care of the Catholic Church. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports an independent commission has shown the Netherlands ranks second behind Ireland in a worldwide scandal.
Dutch bishops requested the commission after cases of pedophile priests surfaced throughout Europe. It's headed by Wim Dieetmans, a Protestant former education minister, and it investigated cases dating back to 1945. Dieetmans urged the church to set up an effective system of financial compensation for the victims, a special organization to assist them, and church disciplinary action if needed. He also said the commission had informed the public prosecutor about a handful of cases. Asked whether the report will lead to a shakeup in the church hierarchy, Dieetmans said the commission will follow up in a year to see if its recommendations have been implemented. The clerical sex abuse scandal erupted this year in Europe, with bishops in several countries resigning, either because they were unmasked as abusers or for having mishandled abuse cases. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News.
Crude oil futures prices closed modestly higher today. The price of crude was up 9 cents a barrel, and the session at $88.37 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.